This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these fat bands?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Tell me why I do like Mondays. Tell me why I do like Mondays. You like Mondays, Super Don? I like Mondays.
Why do you like Mondays?
Because advanced medicine and the pro-vaxxers jumped the shark. Finally. So this is an awesome Monday. I'm really excited about tonight's broadcast. Not like normal, right? I come in all moribund and turkey overdose. No. We're going to have a great time tonight. I'm actually having a great time already. And we haven't even officially, we've officially started. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. And loads of detoxification as needed. And if you're not sure how to do that, you just keep tuning in. We'll get those answers to you. Or go to robertscottbell.com, type in your questions or comments. Or those of you watching on YouTube simulcast, you can type them in right now.
We've got a couple of those today.
Already? Oh, yeah, we do have big questions of the day today. You're right.
We do.
Really, really big questions. Okay, the gravity of the questions. I don't know. It's getting, no, forget it. I don't like Mondays anymore. What happened to Mondays?
Did you have some coffee before the show today?
Well, if you noticed, right when I went on the air on YouTube earlier, I was slurping down the last of my yerba mate, so maybe that kicked in.
You know, a funny thing about coffee.
Yes.
I haven't worked this into the show yet, but there's new scientific research that has come out that has settled the debate over whether coffee is good for you or not.
The debate is never settled. We still don't know whether to sit down or stand up.
You know what? I'm going to be like the people that we talk about that we don't like, and I'm just going to say there's no more debate.
Yes.
It's no longer good for enemas. I'm settling that science right now.
You can't settle that science.
I can do that. I can do that. And they're saying 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day is good for you and prevents disease. So I don't even want. It's no longer up for debate. We're just
what if you get your coffee at Dunkin' Death or Star or you know what? I mean, is it all the same? Is coffee equal coffee? What?
Dunkin' Death.
It's a legitimate question. I mean, I think the quality of your coffee matters, doesn't it?
Well, of course it does. The quality of anything matters, of course.
All right. Just when you make a statement like that, you scare me just a little bit.
All right. Mr. Picky Picky.
Mr. Picky Pants. Right? Oh, there we go. We're all over it tonight. Right. Dr. Batar is going to join us. We got advanced medicine coming up. Go to robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to call in, I never give this number. I don't know why we bother, but 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-2.
Are you implying that it's a waste of time to give out the number because nobody ever calls us?
Yeah, I'm thinking that. Maybe we don't need the number at all. I don't know. People don't use phones
anymore. You don't bring me flowers anymore.
There you go. Finally, I'm not the only one singing on the air.
Thank you,
Super Don. I don't feel so alone anymore. So we've got some major news breaking in the scientific realm, and we always love that. And it's up to us to, we're challenged because I think about all the different ways we can take scientific, whether it be journal reports or mainstream media reporting on things that we've known about for so many years. You scratch our heads that when it comes out, it's like, oh, What do we play? What do we play? It's a challenge to figure this out. So I'm going to press play and see what happens.
Moment of dope.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Today's opening Moment of Dub brought to you by the Wheel of... You should have been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'd have known about this 10 years ago. Oh, well, I could say that about all the Moments of Dub here, but this one's a big one, folks. Epigenetic antibiotics. Epigenetic antibiotics. Now, is that a new brand of antibiotics? No, this is the warning. It's what I've been saying, that antibiotics are not just about killing the flora, but also, as well, upsetting the home for the flora, and that is a lasting detriment, not only for you and your entire lifetime, if you don't know what to do to correct it, but your offspring, your progeny, if I can say it that way. And I'm not talking about Bill Gates making new robot babies. I'm talking about real human babies and how they're impacted, mom, dad, all of y'all, when you take antibiotics indiscriminately and don't know what to do to correct the damage as soon as possible after the fact. Time Magazine, of all places, the CIA rag, has come out and acknowledged this, perhaps for the first time, but it's kind of strange because the word new is in there, Super Don. New.
Well, that's what grabbed me because, listen, we want to be on the cutting edge of health news around here, right?
The old news.
If it's new, then we got it covered, right?
Yeah.
So that's what grabbed me at first. You know, and the headline says, here's a new reason you should worry about antibiotics. Now, we've been warning about antibiotic use
for a long time.
As long as I've known you. That's been something that is talked about a lot on this show, that you need, hey, you know what? There's a lot of reasons why you need to be worried about this. So when Time comes out with a new reason, I'm thinking, hey, let's see what it is that they've discovered. I mean, the scientists have been hard at work in their labs with their lab coats and their pocket pen protectors, and they've discovered something new. And when I read this, I was sort of disappointed, but at the same time, I was just kind of like, wow, you know, where have you guys been? Welcome to the party.
Yeah, new. All right, so we're excited. There's something new, a new reason to worry about antibiotics. Well, what is it? What is it? Super Don, spit it out. What is it? What is the new reason? You're the... I got to hear it from you.
Well, they have figured out that if you take antibiotics,
okay,
it might interfere with the microbiome.
That's new.
That's amazing.
Right? You're not making that up. That's not like Onion, Time Magazine. That's real Time Magazine.
That's what they put in there. They said could be interfering with the microbiome. Yes.
Okay. In the study published Monday in the journal Nature Microbiology, researchers gave healthy pregnant mice either a normal microbiome or one that had been exposed to antibiotics. Now, this is where it does get interesting here, Super D, because it validates, again, the linear aspect of this, that it isn't just you take your antibiotic, you're done, you're all better, hooray for you, right? Hooray for the doctor for saving you. It's about your long-term health. Again, me, the poster boy for antibiotics and all the gut damage I had that I had to recover from. It took two intense years, a long time ago now, to repair and rebuild. And I can do that in 2 months or less for people now, because I've learned a lot since then. And then we expand that, your lifetime, to the next and the next. This study is pretty fascinating. Yes, there's elements of Moment of Duh. That's why I got to play that today, to open the show today. But when they exposed the mice pups, right? Or the pregnant woman. Or I say woman, a pup, a mouse, right? I'm just confused about
the mom, the mama mouse.
The mama mouse, thank you.
Mama mouse, yes.
And was it Minnie Mouse? I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
And they exposed them to the microbiome that had been altered via antibiotics. They found that the pups that were born, and they were born with the changed microbiome. In other words, those that were altered, they altered their offspring. That made them vulnerable for what? In this case, inflammatory bowel disease, colitis. Now, this is the great controversy of Dr. Andrew Wakefield, because he, as a gastroenterologist of pediatric variety, identified a novel new form of iatrogenic enterocolitis, a form of irritable bowel, so to speak, in children who had been vaccinated with the MMR. And they found, of course, the specific strain of measles only found in that shot, not wild strain. And then he posited, this is interesting. Why is this happening? Let's look into this some more. And, of course, at that point, they committed to changing his last name into a verb. And to be Wakefielded became, well, don't point out anything that's awkward scientifically that might, let's say, upset the microbiome of the establishment medical vaccine monopoly. And so as they're looking at these mice, the offspring that were exposed to a microbiome that had been altered by antibiotics, the incidence of inflammation within the gut, colitis, increased significantly. And it wasn't just one generation down, it was two or three, I think, Superdon, if I'm not mistaken here. And if we extrapolate that out as they do, why do they experiment on mice? Because they have some semblance of convertibility to say, okay, the mouse model may indicate this in humans. I know it's probably not exact, but why do they use mice? Well, there's got to be something there because that's what they, but what made this, oh, because you can't use humans. Well, you are using humans, you dunderheaded scientist doctors. You're experimenting on them all the time with every dose of an antibiotic. You don't know how that one person is going to respond to the antibiotic, how much damage you're going to cause to their microbiome, how much irritable bowel, leaky gut, diverticulitis, colitis, Crohn's disease you're going to manifest in that patient.
Now, here's a question I've got to ask because this struck me as I was reading this. I'm looking at this, and again, here's a story where science has, you know, done what they're doing, and they're going da 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 da, you know, and they're having the big parade because they've discovered something that you've said for as long as I've known you. How in the world, because you're not a scientist, how did you know this, you know, 20 years ago?
It's called peer-reviewed literature. Doctors, you might want to read it. It was already in the literature. Stuff was already there. I just happened to read it.
So why are they acting like, hey, just in time for Christmas, we've given you something new?
Every once in a while, they got to pat themselves on the back to show their self-worth. Right. Okay? Now, the disorder was thought to be about 10%, let's say, genetic, the IBD. They did. 10% genes. The other 90%, they didn't know. Well, turns out now they might know. Your microbiome and the damage that they're doing to it via antibiotics. What do I say? Steve Feld, you made a cartoon of this. Remember, when they prescribe for you an antibiotic, I want you to hear the word chemotherapy because that is what they're prescribing for you. And if you're not sure how to recover from it, read Unlock the Power to Heal. And the protocol is there. I might talk about it a little bit more because one of the questions sort of semi-relates to it. First question of the day up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded.
With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, well, some people are saying the energy is good tonight, Super Don, not like usual. So I don't know if it's your fault or my fault, but we'll just take it because we're a good team, and we'll just run with it. Take the ball. We're not going home. We're hanging out with you for the next couple hours. We're a little less than that now. Having a good time on the air 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud. And, of course, simulcast on YouTube when I'm able to do that. We've got a big event this weekend at the SENPA conference in Orlando. It's called the Southeast Region for the health food industry. And I'll see Stuart Tomp and others will be with me. I'll be talking some silver, which we'll be talking about in just a moment. You want answers? You know the rest, don't you?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one's coming from Christy. She says, hi, I watched one of your YouTube videos about chromium, where you were by the garden. I was out there with a bottle. If I didn't have the bottle, I took out one of the little things. I remember doing that, sitting out in the garden, talking about the GTF chromium and diabetes, right? And so she said, I ordered it immediately. Christy said, I ordered it immediately. 2 weeks in, my numbers after meals became normal. 2 weeks, huh? But I'm noticing my morning fasting levels are still running high. I just wanted to see if you had any idea how long it may take the chromium to help with that. Thanks so much, Christy. All right. Well, this is really kind of cool, but this is like one of those instant Americans just add water and it's over. Poof, 2 weeks, it should be done. And I don't know if Christy's impatient or she's just asking. And either way, I'm cool with that because I get it. We come from a place in America where I talk about it took me 2 years to heal my gut. Now I can do it in 2 months or less. And people are going, no way, that's too long. Give me 2 days, 2 hours, 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Come on, instant. Just that. No, it takes time. Look, how long did it take for you to get where you are, whether you be hypoglycemic or type 2 diabetic? How long did it take you to get there? I want you to think about that seriously. How old are you? How old is your body? How many years has it been going around the sun? Then that's your question and answered, right? So 2 weeks, she's already got daytime numbers that are great, improving. She said they're normal, as she says. I want them to be better than normal, but it takes a little time. 2 weeks in, dude, tell me that there's a drug out there that can do this in 2 weeks with no side effects, only side benefits. I'll tell you, Christy, everybody is different. You want to know the answer to that? I can't give you a definitive answer to that, but I'll always say this. Give yourself a good 8 weeks. That two-month cycle of replenishment is enough time to see some major transformation when you're doing the right thing. Like I said, it took me 2 years. I had hypoglycemia pretty severely. I was utilizing homeopathic remedies to the best of my ability to manage through it, which was great because it was non-toxic in a way that the metformins, the Januvias, and whatever that Giardio, what was that other drug we talked about yesterday on the air? It was Jardiance does.
Yes.
I said Giardia. That's lovely.
But no, that's probably the next drug that comes out.
Yeah, it's an offshoot.
You just gave Merck an idea. Good job.
Right. So 8 weeks, again, 2 years, 2 months, right? You're in 2 weeks territory, and you're seeing that. Now, the reason is, of course, overnight, that's the long fast. We fast every night. When you sleep, you are fasting. Your body now has to kind of be able to mobilize the energy, right, the sugar from the stored energy in your body. And if you don't have the adequate chromium stores yet, your daytime numbers, which are great, are not going to be great by morning. So you're replenishing. And we've had Chris Barr on a number of times, actually 2 times in the last couple of weeks, Super Don. And I know we've hit the GTF chromium heavily just yesterday. Again.
Yeah.
You replenish that. The good news is, and I think it was the previous appearance, go back in the show notes to earlier in the month, that he talked about you can build up your stores and they can that you can ride with them for a long time, right? So do it. Stock it up. Invest in GTF chromium now. Make sure you have a long replenished supply. Build up the stores, and then should you not be able to get it in the future, you'll be okay, because normally we can store chromium in the body. And the problem is it's been so refined out of the soil, much less refined out of the food, that we are now generationally precipitating diabetes, hypoglycemia diabetes. So I would say, Christy, if it's been 2 weeks, give it another 6 weeks. I'm not saying it's going to take that in your case for those morning numbers to be perfect, but that's a real good rule of thumb for replenishing, resetting, saying, okay, I made it 8 weeks, 2 months. How am I doing? Should I stay the course? Do I need to stay at 3 a day? Do I need to go up to 4? Do I need to go down to 2 or 1? Whenever I remember to do 3 a day, I'm doing 3 a day. I don't know that I necessarily need it after years of chromium replenishment. But I still believe in mineralizing for a lot of other benefit beyond hypoglycemia diabetes. The role of the liver, right? Healthy cholesterol metabolism and production. Brain health. So much to do with chromium. We got a lot more questions. In fact, one question that's leading to a lot of answers coming up after the break. Stay tuned.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The 12 bar blues scale from Lynyrd Skynyrd as we crank it up here tonight, rocking the health world once again. Post holiday, I don't have the blues. I'm just pleased as punch. Organic, non-GMO, not high C. Punch. Pleased as it. And that's a nice alliteration. I don't know why I said that, but I just did, and I'm going to roll with it. You know, it feels like we've been on for like a couple of hours already, and I don't say that in a negative way. You know how some days you're like, boy, that show went fast. I'm like, I'm looking back at our first half hour, Superdome. I'm like, dude, we did 2 days of shows in that half hour. What's going on? Is time collapsing? I don't know. What? Anyway, like Wonder Bread. Squeeze it down. And it goes back into its shape. It's a miracle.
Made by Tempur-Pedic, yes.
Yes, exactly. That's where Tempur-Pedic came from. Wonder Bread on the space shuttle. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go, and you're the inciting reason that we've got a lot more healing to go, because you've got a lot of great questions. And since I already played the theme for that, we're going to dive right in. This one gets pretty intense. Get ready to put on your thinking caps, or what do you have, your science pocket protectors? What do nerds wear on their head? Obviously, it's something I would wear, but I don't remember what it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
A lot of them wish they could wear hair, but they can't.
Yeah, mine's thinning. It's still all right. I mean, I've seen people with less.
This is a pretty comprehensive question of the day, though. You are correct.
This comes from C. They wanted to remain anonymous. We'll get into that. Hi there. I want to keep this between me and you. No, that's not what they said. I want to keep this as anonymous as possible, but I must ask. I hear that sovereign silver is clear. Clear. You know that sovereign silver. Like, I'm holding up this bottle of sovereign for pets silver, which is the same thing, all right? Mm-hmm. It's in an amber bottle, and if you pour it into a shot glass, and so those of you watching on YouTube know that I've taken a few shots already since I've been on the air. I just pour it right in. I don't care. I'm not touching my lips to the thing, so I'm not contaminating it, so don't worry. It just kind of goes up. But it's clear, all right? But wouldn't that make it ionic silver and not pure colloidal silver? That's the question that C is asking. Colloidal silver is supposed to have a yellow to brown shade, isn't it? I am going... What did you say that, Superdon? You playing?
I'm thinking of, when I was reading this, she's saying pure. Now, what's the definition of pure colloidal silver? I don't know what that is exactly.
It's a marketing term. It's not, there's no, listen, I would tell you that pure colloidal silver, if you want to define it, it would be closer to what silver hydrosol is and sovereign silver than anything else that they're claiming, or this woman is claiming, to be pure colloidal silver because it's tinged yellow or brown. Now, I can explain to you very, very readily and rapidly why it might be colloidal silver partly, but why it is not optimal in terms of ingesting for the full benefit that you would take silver for. Now, we're going to get into that, but she goes on, I want to get a sense of where she's going. She says, I'm going to try and use this to cure myself of every strain of HSV I have. HSV, herpes simplex virus. But I thought that was the strain, Superdon, unless she's concerned about other strains of herpetic viruses, but HSV she has. She said, but I also know of the insanely amazing health benefits from using it as well. So she's read on silver. She says, I like what I'm reading about it, but I'm confused about what's the best kind. I've heard this so many times before. This is not new. This is not new at all. But I thought since the question came in today, it would be worth taking the time to go through it because I haven't gone through this level of science. Now, some of it's revealed in Unlock the Power to Heal. I go through some of this. But it's worth talking about here on the show. She says, I'm currently on antivirals, but they're giving me extreme side effects, so it's been very difficult for me. I'm only on them to prevent transmission to my boyfriend, but upon further research, it said in a forum that if he took colloidal silver every day, that I can't pass the virus on to him, that colloidal silver will protect him. Do you know anything about this? Now, anybody that claims that if you take colloidal silver and you won't be able to pass on a virus, if they actually said that with a straight face, they're either ignorant or they're lying to you. Because you don't know. There's no way you can say that with a straight face, if you're honest. Because how do you know unless right before they engage in sexual activity, you investigate and see, hey, do you have actively replicating viruses right now in your private parts? Okay, just to be, because we got kids listening. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. They can't say it definitively. Now, if we were to deliver the active state of silver into an area where a virus is replicating, we can neutralize it. We can stop it from replicating and render it inoperable. In other words, it's not going to do anything for you. So there is some truth to where she wants to go with this, but there are nuances that I have to bring out. So let me step back. So now we know we're dealing with herpetic viruses, okay? Any virus, won't matter. It is the ion that is the active state of silver within any biological entity. In other words, a living entity. Okay. In that living entity, if you were to take chunks of silver, even if they were really small and colloidal, but they were neutral chunks of silver, very tiny, it is not, in fact, going to do much for you. Except for that surface around that chunk of silver has potential to oxidize and release ions of silver. Sometimes you'll say cation, okay? This is not because we hate dogs in chemistry. It's just called a cation. I don't know why. That's what it's called. It's a positive charge. And it is the cation that is the active part. That actually engages, right? If you're dealing with a virus, it's the cation that then, with the electrical charge, can bind and denature the protein capsid structure of the virus. Can puncture through electrical charge, can weaken that outer viral coat and penetrate it if it's small enough, as it is in the ion state, and then bind to the DNA if it's a DNA virus, or the RNA if it's an RNA virus. And in either of any of those cases I just mentioned, the virus is kaput. It's toast. It can't do anything anymore. Now it's just debris. It is not going to be able to get into your cells, go into your mitochondria, and steal your DNA and replicate thousands to millions of copies. It's done. Silver has that direct component. The ion itself is that active component. So when you talk to me, see, about it needing to be yellow or brown, the reason it would be versus clear, right? You have ions, and you have a small percentage of nanoclusters, very small, nanometer size, that serve as an active reservoir for additional ion activity. So you're close to 100% bioactivity in a hydrosol form, whereas in a traditional colloidal silver that C wants to reference, you're dealing with neutral particulate, some in suspension, some may have precipitated out, that is not in the active state, but works via dissociating ions through oxidation. Super Don, if I put on my Poindexter hat too pointy right now, is this too much? Because I need to back out of this. And it's
I'm
like
knitting a Christmas sweater right now.
Just, yeah, I figured it.
Oh, no. No, I get what you're saying. And listen, it's important for people who want to go that deep into the topic to understand exactly what and how and when and where and all that stuff. And that's good information. Now, as far as C is concerned, I think there's a couple of points that need to be made here, which you have done, but I just want to reiterate real quick. The colloidal silver that she's referring to that is yellow and brown, there's a reason why it's yellow and brown. That's because it's got a lot of crap in it that you don't necessarily need. That's not really going to help you.
It's waste. It's wasteful, right? And I'm not even going into the bad homemade silvers right now. Let's go to professionally made colloidal silvers that are yellowish or brownish. The particles are so large that they reflect light that the human eye can detect. That's your tell. It is not efficient. It is wasteful. The vast majority, whatever part per million they're selling you, the vast majority of those parts per million are never going to come out and play. And it's only a small percentage of dissociating ions that are going to functionally do anything at all.
And
so it's wasteful.
And you know how people will sit there and try and freak you out about using silver because they say you're going to turn blue. You've got a much higher chance of dealing with argyria, which is a thing that turns you into Papa Smurf, by using something that has those large, the stuff in it that you're talking about.
The chunks,
right?
The chunky silver. Yes. You might like chunky peanut butter. You don't want chunky colloidal silver.
No chunky silver, thank you.
Right.
No.
Now, of course, a lot of the high PPM concentrations have additional ingredients, not just silver and water. They have proteins, they have salts, and this removes the active silver even further, right? So ions have to dissociate, you're thrice removed from bioactivity. But there's more silver, total silver. And again, that's the risk. Over time, you consume too much, you can't get rid of it, the body retains it, tries to throw it out through the skin, it reacts to sunlight, that's the photoreaction. So don't fall for the marketing that says more is better. I'm a homeopath, less is more, more is toxic. It's not necessary. That's why I utilize this hydrosol and have for, since my kids have been babies. And I'm not concerned at all about the accumulation at that level. And we have efficiency. We have no waste. So hopefully that's helpful. You might have more questions. In fact, I'm going to be lecturing on this at the SoHo Conference this weekend in Orlando for the health food store industry with Dr. Rob McCuspey, who's a PhD researcher in silver-specific nanotechnology. And he's validating all of this that we're talking about right now. So I'm not pulling this out of my hat, so to speak. All right, let's move on. I'm only on them. Okay, so she's on the antivirals, doesn't want to be side effects.
Jaw
right?
surgery.
Yeah. What?
Jaw surgery. That's where you
okay.
were at.
Now she's going to jaw surgery. She says, there's a jaw surgery coming up next year pretty early, and I want to start treatment right away. Do you know if it's safe to take if I'm getting metal wire screwed into my jaw? I know there's a lot of questions, but there's no problem. You got metal wires. Yeah. Listen, I still want to take the silver to strengthen immunity. This is what you build immunity because it's immunomodulatory, right? It activates and facilitates the white blood cell function, the targeting engagement of your white cells, your B lymphocytes. It's awesome stuff. So taking 3 teaspoons a day can be immune modulating through the winter months so you don't succumb to the things that people are sneezing on you, right? You'll be okay, right? If you need to go 4 or 5 times a day, that's fine. 7 times a day to get out of a crisis. So no problem at all. But the issue with replicating viruses in your lady bits, I don't want to be rude for the kids listening.
Oh, the lady bits.
Right. You can utilize the hydrosol intravaginally. Yeah, there I said it. And it can neutralize replicating viruses very quickly, but I would utilize it 1-2 times a day for a couple of weeks to be certain that there's no chance that there's any replicating virus, whether it be HSV, whether it be HPV, or any of the other herpetic viruses we've talked about in terms of chickenpox as well. And, of course, its manifestation in adults or younger now that they're getting the chickenpox vaccine or the shingle shot, the shingle. So that was a full-on scientific egghead segment if I've ever done one. I hope you all survived. I'm feeling much better. The weight of the world has lifted off of me. Now let's go jump the shark with pro-vaccine fanatics. Shall we? Ready? Get Fonzie ready for this one, Super Don. This is going to be great. I'm so excited. Oh, is this going to be great? We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We were just talking a little bit more science on the break. Those of you watching on YouTube, Science of Silver, it's a fascinating topic. I could do 2 hours, but you'll be bored to tears eventually if you aren't already. I will say this, I was responding to a dental issue of mastoiditis. It was sort of a dental issue, but when the bone gets infected, it's very difficult. And you could take it orally, you could soak your sinuses, your ear, everything, and it may not be enough because you can't deliver it to the point of foci, the area in need. That would require off-label injection of silver directly into the areas in need. So it's about judicious introduction, appropriate, frequent, get it to where it's needed, and it will succeed. I have no doubt about that. But for people that are just, it's kind of like the lady that was taking the GTF chromium and doing great, but still the morning is not fixed yet, right? Now, if you're dealing with a life-terminating infection potential, you can't wait around to go, well, I'll work on this over weeks and months, right? So there are times where you have to do aggressive action. And, of course, antibiotics are even then maybe life-saving. But I would say if doctors, physicians were trained to use silver appropriately, the active state, we would have a fraction of a percentage point of ever having to resort to chemotherapy antibiotics ever again. Mark my words, if it'll be in this lifetime or the next, you'll figure this out. We're already there. Now, this is the greatest story ever, right? We've been on the pro-vaxxers for a long time. They've been on us for a long time. But finally, they've showed their, you know, if they hadn't shown their true colors to you yet, now they have. And it's great. It's a wonderful day. And I've also been hard on the religious left. I've talked about the religious left. These are the people who worship science, even though it's sort of pseudoscience or sci-fientism or scientism. And they've replaced the religion of their youth, which is fine, it's their prerogative, with science. But unfortunately, they use, in violation of the First Amendment, the state to initiate a state-sanctioned religion. That is modern medicine or the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And the sacrament in that church, in that religion, in that cult, is vaccination. Now, I think they're going to lose everybody, or at least the people who remember Happy Days when they were on the tail end of that great sitcom, funny sitcom I grew up on, where it was like, man, they are reaching for stories now. Fonzie's going to water ski and jump over sharks in a cage. That became the phenomenal moment where everything after would be measured by that. And we finally gotten there. The Mirror.co.uk, a major newspaper in England. Those of you in UK Health Radio, you could take issue with me if you think it's a minor newspaper. I don't know. But big headline, and you got to see it in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Russian cyber units. It's Russia. What have they done now? What have they done? Pray tell, tell me, what have they done now? They're spreading false information about flu and measles jabs in the United Kingdom. That's right. It's not Andrew Wakefield anymore, unless he's a Russian agent. It's the fact that Russian cyber units are helping you people in the United Kingdom to question the sanctity the legitimacy of injecting your children with flu shots or measles, mumps, rubella vaccinations. And Vladimir Putin is behind it all. He wants to erode trust in U.S. and European governments, and this is the way to do it. Spread false, vicious rumors that there is no science to support the safety or efficacy of the vaccines on the childhood schedule. Am I making this up, Super Don? This is just too good. This is too precious. No. This is too perfect.
I spent some time on this morning, because when I first saw it, I was just like, okay, wait a minute. Is this for real? Is this a real article? Mm-hmm. And it is. It's at the Mirror. It's also at the International Business Times.
Mm-hmm.
I have to imagine that Putin is sitting in his office just rolling his eyes and doing the facepalm thing.
Right.
Because yet once again, somebody thinks that he has nothing better to do with his time than to be spreading disinformation about the MMR vaccine. It's just insane. And I thought the whole Russian thing, and you still hear about it in the news once in a while, but I thought that had kind of come and gone. It was no longer vogue to blame the Russians for stuff.
The lefties out there, the Democrats, they won't let it go.
Well,
now
no,
it's
this
too
is
late.
Coming out of the UK. Now, I mean,
yeah, I know it is, but it's the same story though. They're actually bringing the U.S. into this.
Blame
and we reached out to Putin's secretary, and this is what we heard.
Oh.
They weren't going to laugh because it's just too silly. There's just crickets on that.
Maybe folks, they are behind it.
Maybe. Listen, if this is the case, then where are my rubles? Where are my rubles, Putin? Because I've been talking about this for as long as I've been in radio. Oh. Since 1999, I've been lecturing on it before that. Where were the Russians then? And where are our rubles now, Super Don? Do we take rubles on PayPal?
I hope. Well, we'll have to see. We should, I guess.
Russia Today only had me on once to talk about the fallacy of HIV, and they never had me on again. So you tell me how the Russians are behind this. Advanced Medicine, coming up with Dr. Rasha Batar. Maybe you can clear this up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.